Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. Clearly, you know, the characters that has the focus.
Mm.
Usually, mga character ko yung
pang-ano. Why are there characters without focus?
Yung iba kasi yung mga attack nila pang wide range.
Ah, okay, okay.
So, okay. You know, kaya nila mag 2-time. Charot. Ibig sabihin. Kaya... Ibig sabihin ko, kaya nila umatak simultaneously.
Did you just like make, like, ano yun? Betsa-betsa salangit.
Hi, I'm Jerick.
And I'm Apple.
And you're listening to the Langaspeaks Podcast.
Join us every week as we talk about family, faith, and everything in between.
Now powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Langaspeaks Podcast. This is me, Jerick.
And this is Apple. Hello, mga langga.
Hello, mga langga. Nagbabalik po kaming dalawa.
I know, you probably missed us. Maybe, not really. I don't know. But anyways, we did. Thank you.
And we're... Shout out to our mommy and daddy and the sisters-in-law. You know, in the last episode, thank you guys. Because my son is with them again. And so, because of that, we can record.
Right, that's right.
And before we start this episode, I just want to invite everyone doon sa Shopee. We're in partnership with Shopee PH. And yes, we are one with Tita Chris Aquino.
All right.
Yes, on the coming 11/11 sale, we are inviting you guys to please do use our link.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, you're helping the show.
Right.
It's you can just visit it from Shopee. langaspeaks.com
mm-hmm.
or you can use the shortcut bit.ly/langa11. It's langa and the number 11.
Yeah, so that's bit.ly/langa11.
Yes,
I spelled it correctly, hopefully.
Can you do it with a ASMR voice?
Anyways, okay, it's gonna be in the show notes. Not
so
like
it's gonna be in
click,
the show notes, or simply visit shopee.langaspeaks.com.
Right.
And you'll go straight to a link that helps support our show.
Yep.
And this episode is all about Disney Dota dating.
DDD? Triple D?
3D.
Oh, 3D. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Think about that.
when we were discussing the concept of this episode, I was kinda excited because we wanted to relate it on how Disney for you and Dota for me helped us in our dating during, you know what I mean?
No, not really, because because when we were dating or in like concepts of dating, I didn't really think about how Disney influenced me. But in retrospect, it was fascinating to see how certain thoughts expressed through certain Disney movies were some of the thoughts that I held as truth for myself. So that those were very interesting that it allowed me to think about it. So it was cool.
So for me, naman, let's just get it straight. It's not that deep. But Dota, Defense of the Ancient, has a lot to do with my college life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good 2 years of it. It helped me, you know,
release
it was
stress.
My escape. Yeah, it
right,
was my
right,
escape.
Right,
and at the same time, I'm not advocating like super addiction in gaming. It's just like I'm saying like in retrospect as well, it helped me when I was courting you.
Wallah, you were thinking about it while you were dating.
No, it's just now that I think about it, the characters that resonated with me, the ones that I use a lot.
Okay. You shared a certain part of their...
Yes.
Okay.
And FYI, I'm not really the gamer type. Wag kayo masyadong umasa, hindi ako ganun kagaling. They kind of categorize my hero class as feeder. Feeders are like, you know... No, I'm not a feeder. I'm just...
What's a feeder? Please explain.
Basically, those are the ones that never helps the team and just makes...
So, like a gaming parasite?
Yes! That's why it's a feeder.
Okay. Fine.
So, anyway, I'm not that.
Okay.
For those of you who are going to comment on this episode that I am a feeder, fine. Be judged by the Lord.
You should get a tattoo. Nobody judges me or something. I can't be judged. But anyways, I guess...
No regrets.
Okay, we're getting skewed. Okay, okay.
Okay, cool.
So let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
Into 3D.
Ladies first.
Lurgers? What's a Lurgers?
Ladies first.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so like this episode, we're just going to talk about, it's not like about all, but while we were researching.
Please. I did say that the intro already.
Yeah, I know. So, no, I just wanted to, say that these are just off the top of my head.
Okay.
So I don't think I really researched this as much, but then like.
Yeah, we were talking about this on our way back home. So. Mm.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. So the first one that I thought that was at the top of my head was Cinderella. Cinderella had a theme song. Oh, yeah, okay. But it's like, I loved how you suddenly inserted with a song there. But Cinderella had a theme song. Not really a theme song, but one of the songs she was singing was A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, right? So,
A dream is a wish your heart makes. Yamba.
Yeah, the one with the birds and the mice. And I was thinking about it. I think in dating,
yeah,
you know, like women and men, they do have a dream, an ideal person. And it, like, you know, you try to project that wishes and dreams on the kind of people that you wish you would attract and the people that your eyes like catch and stuff like that.
When did you first watch Cinderella?
Cinderella, obviously not when it was first released because it was released in the 1950s. So
when nga? For you, grabe ka.
No, I can't remember. But Cinderella is daddy's favorite Disney princess.
Yeah, okay.
So we watched it a lot. Mm, I can't remember.
On Betamax.
Yeah, it was still Betamax.
Or like, VHS.
I think it was Betamax. Okay. I remember having Betamax pa.
Okay.
And having Disney. But I think it was Betamax. But so. Yeah, I can't remember.
So that's the one that encouraged you, like, in a way, like, it's a dream.
No, but yeah, but the concept of having dreams,
yes,
and the dreams that have been implanted in your heart that you would carry forward, that's something that resonates. Resonance. What's a resonance?
Guys, she's grammar ninjaing herself. that's how high level she is. Ano siya? Hokage.
Hokage. No, but yeah, like it resonated with me.
Shout out on my background, you will hear my first pamangkin. Yes, James.
Hello, James.
I know, James. You want to join the pod, but you know you gotta do that milk. You gotta do that milk.
Gotta do that milk.
For me, let's start with the very first character that I used in Dota is Cardell Sharpeye.
Sharpeye?
Yeah. Cardell Sharpeye is a sniper type.
Okay.
So, it was the first character recommended to me because, first of all, it's easy to use.
Mm.
Like I said, I'm not a natural gamer type. So, I really suck at the beginning. Like, beginner's luck, you know? Kilala mo naman ako, diba? So,
but not as a gamer. Like, okay, fine.
I mean, kilala mo ako na swerte sa mga unang sabak sa laro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, you become like a sore loser.
Hey, let's focus on this one. So
you brought it up, man.
I like him because he has, you know, it's easy to use. He shoots from a distance, never really gets too much involved. So
You like the whole distance.
More of a support type then. Okay. More of a support type because problema sa kanya, ano siya eh? Manipis ang tawag sa kanya. It's like, you know,
thin?
Yeah, in a way. So he's weak.
Oh, so it resonates physically. It resonates with you in college.
Yeah, it resonated with me.
I saw your college
or, no, in all my life. So si Cardell Sharpeye, I admire him because when I relate him with my dating life, ganun ako noon.
Okay.
I just watch from a distance also.
What tremendous.
Yeah, tapos medyo pachani-chani lang.
What's ano? Chani?
Yung like installment yung banat para because I don't want to be involved.
I thought chani was shorts.
Huh? What chani is short? Chani is chani is like tweezers. Oh. Gosh. What? How did it become shorts?
Is it chaleco?
No, chani.
Oh wait,
chani.
Sorry. Okay, fine. Never forget it. Forget it.
Okay, fine.
Please Let's edit this on. Out.
No, I can't. So he always says whenever you click him, he says, "I'll take care of it."
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Time to go. Ganon.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog. No wonder it resonates with you.
Tabika. So, anyway, so I kind of appreciated him because when you reach a certain level in Dota, I think level 6, you unlock a killer move.
Killer move, okay.
Yung killer move niya yung assassinate.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the enemy is not within the screen, kahit wala na siya, basta na lock in mo ni assassinate, he will still incur damage from that attack.
Oh,
and
okay.
When you relate it into, you know, when you relate it into the dating life, siguro nung nakita kita, I just locked my focus on you already.
Mm.
Even
so you were
if,
level 6 na?
Level 6 na ako nun. Even if,
even if
hindi ko kita kung ano talaga yung what the future entails.
Wow.
But I trust that since I locked my eyes on you, mm-hmm. my dear,
mm-hmm.
I got you assassinated.
I'm not really sure how to respond to that.
Anyway. But yeah, that's okay. That's for me, I think.
So you kind of redeemed him in a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a random thought, like we were talking. Like I remembered, like Cinderella. I would go back to the theology of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I read deeper. You know how like God placed the desire for love in your heart,
mm-hmm.
And it's just something that we were made for. It just evolved there, I think.
Yeah.
So in the same way, in dating life, like your desire to want to be loved and to give love. There's nothing wrong with that. Like the longingness to be able to, the longing to be, to spend the rest of your life with another person, that was implanted in your heart by God, which I find very, like very, very cool. Because,
thank you.
Not because your ultimate goal is that other person, but because your ultimate goal is God. The desire for love is actually to reach God. It's just that some of us.
Right.
Get,
you know, in this episode, it just shows that you can see God everywhere, even in a video game
mm-hmm.
or even in a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Let's say, oh, is that haram when I say Disney is like cartoon?
No.
Okay, fine. So animation. Let's make it class.
Okay.
But so, ayun, I think that's how I relate Cardell Sharpeye. You know, he's a good marksman and he just has focus.
Mm.
But he's also fragile, you know, at the initial stages of the game. And so, one must really take good care of approaching the enemy line, you know? So that's how I made it work. And, you know, in Dota, you kind of level up. I was talking about this, you know, you level up to 25 and it's a game. You have to serve the time for you to achieve that. And
the effort to be able to next.
And there's a lot of factors involved. You know, you do it with a team and stuff like that, which you can go deeper on.
The next
later.
Characters, yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Which is who's your next character that we're
the next one? I thought
here?
The next one I thought of was like one of the Disney princesses that I really like. It's from the movie Aladdin, Jasmine. Yeah, because like there's just one line where Jafar and Aladdin, when Aladdin shows up at the palace as disguised as Prince Ali, and they talk with the Sultan, and he's saying that I want to meet your princess, blah 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 blah. And then Jasmine hears this and she walks into the throne room. She's like, lay you all around discussing my future? I am not a prize to be won. And then she does like a 180 and then turns around. And like that attitude, I had two thoughts about it. One, as a woman, I am a prize to
be won. Can you repeat that line because you were whispering?
Oh, sorry. Was I whispering?
Yeah.
That was such a Pokemon. Sorry, I was moving back again from the microphone. But anyways, so she goes something along the lines where she gets so mad because she hears these three men discussing her future and she had no say in it. And then she goes like, I am not a prize to be won. And then she does a 180 and storms out the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two thoughts in it when I was thinking about that particular scene. One was that, yeah, I'm not a prize to be won in the sense. No, I am a prize to be won in the sense that I deserve to be pursued.
Yeah.
Which I really am thankful to God that I experienced that through our courtship. I deserve to be pursued because of my own worth, not because I think that, you know, it's so nice to say that someone courted me, but because I know my self-value, my worth is something mm-hmm. to be fought for. On the other hand, I appreciated how she goes like, I am not a prize. I am not a trophy prize. You don't go after women just to be able to show off that, oh,
that's
woman.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not a trophy prize. You pursue a woman in dating because of the value of that woman as a person and not because of the value that you can show off to other people. Hey, I'm with this girl. It's never, you don't pursue someone because you objectify them, but you pursue them because of the person that they are. and parang the gift that they are.
Na.
I'm just saying, I am not a trophy.
So Jasmine really resonated well with you.
There were certain.
I mean, we're looking here in like a throwback nature. So
yeah, you know, there was a certain aspect about her character. But when it was only when I grew up that I appreciated certain.
What she said.
Yeah, I felt it. But when I was growing up watching it, I just really liked the songs. I just like singing.
That's true.
Yeah.
So sa akin naman, the next character that I would be relating to would be Trasex. I think if I'm not wrong, that's how you pronounce it. It's Drill Ranger.
Careful, you might get fact checked, yeah.
You might. Fine, fact check me, guys, as long as the you listen to this episode.
So, fact check me in the pronunciation.
Si Drill Ranger naman, may bow and arrow siya. Mm. So, lagi niya sinasabi, I'm here as always. My bow is ready. Ganon siya. Ganon.
I thought it was a girl.
Girl nga. My bow is ready.
Okay.
Direct my hatred. Embrace the end. Ganyan siya. I like it kasi agility type din siya. Same with Cardell.
Okay.
So, what I like about her is yung focus niya when it comes to hitting the enemies. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, markswoman din siya. So, skilled archer siya.
Marks person? Anyway.
So, I was reading about her history and she was a skilled archer in her oppressive underground homeland.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ano to bida to, nasa good side siya. So she uses you know, frozen arrows just to slow down the enemies and when
what's
really,
the point of it being frozen?
Para bumagal yung enemy habang tinitira yung ganun, di makatakas yung enemy. Bumabagal.
Please make sure you include that little dance in our TikTok video.
So marksmanship yung ultimate level niya. And the good thing about her, she's a team player.
Okay.
So whenever she's there and I use the ability of silence, if I silence the enemies, they cannot use their attack for a certain time.
Okay.
And so my other colleagues or me can, you know,
attack.
Have a window. Mm. So when I relate it to my dating life, I had to have those moments where I silence my fears, when I need to silence my doubts and just go on and, you know, go with it. Because unless I do a certain action, then there's gonna be no result at all.
Mm.
You know, that's very important to take into consideration.
Mm.
And also, you know, whenever she attacks that enemy, sabi ko nga, diba, it slows down the enemy.
Mm.
So it slows down the enemy to the point that it also reminded me that a certain time when I was dating, I had to slow down also to actually really look at the person. Kung ano talaga sila. Not on, you know, not on just getting the key, going for the kill, but rather, you know,
taking
also taking my time to really
strategize
and attack the enemy. But before that, speaking of slowing the time, I would like to
invite
all of you to also listen for the other
podcast on Podcast Network Asia.
Unfiltered, unhinged, raw and uncut. This is the flavor of Flick Off. In each episode, we will talk praise and smack on films, both local and international,
dishing out a heaping serving of juicy tidbits, insights, and innuendos in between.
Our goal is to flip the boat and shake the industry by giving voice to general viewing audiences, skewing the pretenses of academic critic circles.
This is Uncle Farouk,
Kyla,
Dosh,
and Iz.
And we are Flick Off.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
And so now we're back. Thank you guys for that. So that's me, Drill Ranger.
Drill Ranger.
So, di ba? Siguro I resonate well with those who are focusing and those who are really, you know.
Than just those who just do blunt attacks.
Clearly, you know, the characters that has the focus. Usually, yung mga character ko.
Why are there characters without focus?
Yung iba kasi yung mga attack nila pang wide range.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, kaya nila mag 2 times. Charot na, sabihin. Yung ibig sabihin ko, kaya nila umatak simultaneously.
Did you just like make like, ano yun? Betsa-betsa sa langit.
So I think, ano ako, siguro multitasker din ako bilang lalaki. I mean, okay. I'm multitasker. Single tasker. So these characters just focuses more on one mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. And they're the support type also. Mm. When I was on my early dating days, ganun ako eh. Abangers muna ako. Mm. Parang hindi agad ako sugod. Mm-hmm. Kaya siguro hindi rin natuloy yung mga iba. Anyway, thank you, Lord.
That was nice. You redeemed your last statement because my eyes were just like shooting daggers. Waiting for how you were gonna complete
guys,
that last sentence.
Akala ko siya si Trasex, talang sinilent niya ako. Kasi yung silence, pag pinindot mo yung attack na yun, ganun siya. Hindi na makaka-attack yung mga... Kaya nga nag-thank you, Lord, di ba?
Kaya nga.
Anyway, moving forward. Who's your next character?
So when we were when we were discussing this episode and thinking about which characters, another character that came up was the latest... Actually, she's gonna be... Well, right now, at the moment, she's the latest Disney princess, but there's going to be a new one next year, which I'm really excited for. Anyways, so it was Moana.
Mm.
Yeah. Moana has, you know, like a theme song that just went through and like through the movie, like how many times she sang this song. But the ultimate end, like the ultimate finale of that particular theme song of hers was when she finally stood up on the boat and said, like, I am Moana. And she declared her identity.
I am Moana.
I love how you're my soundtrack today. Yes.
Moana, by the way, really, is like really, the movie of my son was watched like 100 times.
Yeah. There was like Moana and Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, that moment when you know, she just recognized and accepted her identity and she declared it, that whole concept of being so assured in who she is and what she's got to do, her identity as a person. When you talk about dating, you know, when you're really serious and you have the intention of not just dating for whatever, but to have intention behind pursuing a relationship with someone, you can't give what you don't have. And for you to be able to possess that self-awareness, that awareness of who you are, you won't be able to love another person because you don't know what you can give because like you never had the time to focus on yourself first and to love yourself first and to know yourself as a human being, as a single person before giving yourself to another person in the context of a relationship. So in that statement of Moana, that I am Moana, I truly believe that although there are so many aspects about my personality that I know that I need to work on and I know that I'm still journeying with God to discover myself, but I believe that the Lord had allowed me to reach a point where when we became a couple, I was more aware and more assured of who I was as a person, that I was able to love you more fully than if I was just seeking affirmation from you to just tell me that, oh, somebody loves me.
So, ganun ka talaga yung tipong, I am Kristen Tara.
Moana wasn't out yet. But yeah, I think that whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, in the context of dating, you can't just go dating to find yourself. Through another person, you have to know who you are first so that you'll be fully... You'll be able to love the other person fully.
Grabe yung ang lalim ng hugot ng mga characters mo. And I'm like, just surface. She's like, she's going all through. I mean, to be fair, you really are in touch with the Disney thing. And
to be fair,
the closest thing with the closest thing that I can relate to it would be Dota. But you know, Dota really, in my journey in college, Dota was... my comfort zone, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Dota was my go-to thing when I had my heartbreak, you know, when I had my my heartbreak with not only person, not only romantically, but more so with my academics. To be honest, Dota wasn't maybe partly a reason for me failing stuff back in college,
mama.
but I remember I really fasted from Dota when I was preparing for the board exam. I really didn't play it, but I still failed. So after that, I played.
You're like, no, Dota had nothing to do with me
Dota
failing.
Dota has nothing to do with it. I removed it from the equation and I still failed. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to blame this thing. This thing has helped me mentally cope.
If our son uses that in the future.
Kidding, just kidding. Son, please.
Shout out. You know who you are.
But anyway, when I'm relating to another character, it would be the favorite that I use. It would be Luna Moonfang. Luna Moonfang uses the power of the moon. And I love one of her lines whenever we're playing.
I love how your characters are all
because whenever you click, yeah, kinda, you know. But they're women leaders, you know. This one was riding a...
Warriors.
Warriors sila. So this one was riding an animal. I don't know what animal that is. It's like the descendant of a...
wolf, I'm guessing.
More of a jaguar, I think. Okay. A big jaguar.
Do jaguars have fangs?
Yeah, of course. It's a big cat.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
The logo has a fang, the jaguar car.
Oh, right.
What do you think? It's like Hello Kitty?
Sorry. My mind.
Moonfang, also known as Moonrider. She says, "Moonlight shines upon the guilty and the innocent alike. It shall be done." Ganun yung sinasabi niya. So, in a way, I like how she's, assertive. Mm-hmm. I like how she's saying that all is fair. The way I read "Moonlight shines upon the guilty and the innocent alike," the way I interpret it is that she's basically saying all is fair in love and war, dear.
Right.
You know, if you get hurt from loving someone, that, you know, that is part of the package.
Right.
Even if now we're husband and wife, I still get hurt.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Danga. Are we going to go back to our apology episode?
No, I'm just saying. So it comes with it. You can't love without risking the fact that something could happen. That you can get hurt in the process.
Right.
But the question is, the moonlight shines to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lahat tayo, you know, we're all under the sun. Like, the real question is, what do you do about that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do about it? How do you take...
Everybody is given the same 24 hours.
Everybody is given the same 24 hours. What do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And her ultimate move is Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipse is not a focus move because it kind of shines to all the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yun yung sinasabi niya, Moonlight shines to the good and bad alike.
Mm-mm.
Because when you cast that spell, when you do that attack...
She's like a magical kind of...
Yeah, so she raises her hand and the moonlight shines, different moonlight shines upon the enemies.
Okay.
So it's a problem when you cast that final attack with minions in place. Because, you know, there are minions also in Dota.
Minions is a good...
The minions are like, you know, like characters is you can just kill off for experience. They're not the main hero.
Sila yung mga ano?
Pawns. Yeah, there are pawns. So you don't use that attack when there are a lot of pawns around because the moonlight will shine on them.
Mm.
So they will take the full damage and they're not the ones that you're supposed to focus to kill. You know?
So guys, especially when you get hurt in a relationship, stop throwing all your anger at all the people around you who are actually innocent and don't deserve your anger.
Exactly. Or the opposite of it. Mm. When you give love, you just don't, you know, just
spread it around to people, even
to people who really don't reciprocate that type of love.
Ooh.
Sometimes you just wait for the right people, like your family.
Mm.
You know, we tend to forget about our family because they're always around us.
Mm.
But, you know, Luna Moonfang somehow reminds me that when they're around, when the important people, the heroes of your life are around you, then you do your best move.
Mm.
You do your best move.
Shine your eclipse.
Shine your eclipse.
Was that an ASMR voice?
Kinda. But anyway, Luna Moonfang, shout out to you. Thank you for guiding my life.
I'm sorry, it's the end of the episode.
And also, meron siyang ano, whenever she throws her kind of boomerang blade thingy, it bounces to other ano, it bounces to other enemies as well.
Mm.
So she's her attacks are like group based. It affects a lot of things.
Mm.
So in a way, it kind of reminded me that whatever I do to someone. My action bounces off to another person through the act that I do for her.
Mm.
So when I was dating, I didn't know about that. You know, I had an effect that whatever I do to this girl also affects other people
around her.
Around
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
And so I must be careful with what I do. And that's what I did with you. You know, the mistakes I had with my past. Because before I was just looking out for myself, like you said, no? I was using girls as trophy. You know, I once dated a, she was a cheerleader. And, you know, I dated her not because I knew her or I kind of knew her. It's because of her status back in college. You know, it was my low self-worth was driving me nuts to just go with the status and not really know the person for who she is. And thank you, Luna Moonfang, for letting me realize that, you know?
Now, you know, I'd like to touch base on what you said about the things that you do affect the people around that person. And sometimes young people think that, oh, when you get into a relationship, you're in a bubble, you know, like it's like you and me against the world. You forget that no man is an island. And that when you're in a relationship, you forget that these are people who would have loved your girlfriend or your boyfriend first, even before you, and that they also deserve, or not really deserve, but rather as a sign of respect. Because if it wasn't for these people around that person you love, then he or she wouldn't have become the person who would have attracted you in the first place.
And you would have not become the person that you are right now.
Exactly.
The mature person that you're supposed to be right now. And that's it. But before we dive deeper for our last characters, it was a very quick, I know, it's good, right? Like, I never realized that. I'm talking to you right now. Luna Longfang.
Sorry, Luna.
It's not a chowking meal.
That's laureate, right?
Chow fan.
No, but like, but yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how it can evolve. So before we proceed to the final segment of our current episode, we would like to invite all of you manga listening to check out this other podcast on Podcast Network Asia.
What's up, boomers? This is Usopp on Retro.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sonya.
Hey, my name's Ron.
Yo, we're boomers and we love to talk about video games and otaku culture, and we're from the Philippines.
Catch us live on the Kumu app every Saturday at 5 p.m. and the podcast every Monday at 8 a.m.
Catch your nerds there!
And we're back.
Okay.
I'm trying that ASMR way, but I don't know if it works for me because my pitch is
Not Inca.
Making the man.
can you proceed with your next character?
My last character. Right?
This is your last character? I'm gonna outnumber you.
Then I'm gonna go deeper.
Okay, fine.
No, but I was like thinking about it, and you were talking about heroes, right?
Yeah, these are heroes in Dota. They're called heroes,
right? Basically the good guys, and I was talking about like the past.
Not really good guys, but
They're not good,
it's not called the hero. So you focus on one character.
Oh, so even if they're technically not good in the story, they're still called heroes.
There's the Scourge and there's the Sentinel. It's like, you know, two factions, but yeah. They're still called hero. Who's your hero? Parang ganun.
Ah, fascinating. Not really, but okay, fascinating. No, for me, was the first three characters I talked about were, what is this? Were Disney princesses. Technically, you know, the Bida of the story. But my last character is a villain. And when we were discussing this, for some reason, there was one character that played in my head just because of a certain song that she sings. I'm talking about a half human, half octopus. I think she's an octopus. Witch from Under the Sea. She's Ursula from the movie The Little Mermaid. And she sings this song that I find, well, maybe because I really love this song. It has so much drama, so much attitude, so much like I wish I could sing it, but I can't because I don't have that vibe. It's a song called Poor Unfortunate Souls. This is the song that Ursula sings when Ariel comes to her asking Ursula to turn her into a human because she's met Eric and she wants to join him in the land above water. So Ursula is the sea witch. And she's like, okay, I'm going to turn you into human, but you have to give something up. I'm going to ask for your voice. So basically, Ariel does a deal with the devil for her to get closer to her goal.
Yeah.
Mr. Eric. And it's sacrificing one of the, like, the most special gift that she has, like her talent. Mm. One that you know, people love about her, her voice. Because she has a beautiful singing. She's known across the seven seas because of her beautiful voice. So these are the lyrics of the song. And I am Googling it, so in the video you can see. Don't
talk. Para wala mag-fact check.
I know, right? So I had to check it. Okay, so Ursula tells, I'm not going to sing it because I don't have eight legs. So so Ursula tells this to Ariel. She's like, you'll have, so basically, like, Ariel's like, how am I going to attract Eric? Because, like, I don't have a voice. And then Ursula goes like, you'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of body language. I'm like, it's so ahead of its time, actually. Anyways, and then she goes like, the men up there on land don't like a lot of blabber, and they think that a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land, it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not at all impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can, but they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. I was so affected by this particular song when I grew older, because I was like thinking of how
it's like she's just focusing on the physical aspect of things.
Exactly.
Like, your inner voice does not matter.
Exactly.
You know, the way you converse does not matter.
Exactly. Because your brains don't matter. And your identity of a woman doesn't matter.
Also, she kind of defined and stereotyped as men. Exactly. Who's just looking at the outer
aspect
of a woman.
But then it spoke truth. She was basically like, she was a character, you know, she was singing out the stereotype that a lot of the world celebrates, that you to be able to attract a man, you have to have a certain, you know, like breast size, waist size, butt size, you can't have lip size. Yeah, you're and that kind of thing. It's like, and then what, you're not supposed to be, you're not supposed to have your inner voice come out. You're supposed to hide it.
On your dating age, you kind of look back on this song and it kind of affected you?
No. But like, I love how she speaks a certain voice that the world is shouting.
Mm.
And that some women like Ariel would believe giving up her inner voice, thinking that that's what's going to get her the love of her life.
Mm.
When in truth,
that's what is needed.
Yes, you need to be able to be who you are.
Because the love of the beauty of a woman is revealed.
Mm.
You women reveal it.
Mm.
And we as men, we are to seek it. And to pursue it and to unravel it.
Mm.
But unless you reveal it to us, we won't know it. You know, that's the mystery of love.
Although there was one aspect I like. I like the fact that Ariel kind of pursued Eric, because I'm also an advocate that there's nothing wrong in women making the first move, as long as you're like, you're not malande. Okay, fine. You're not malande. You can make the first move, but not malande. Basically, what I mean by making the first move is don't make your walls too high and start crying that no one's coming to climb
up
the tower.
That's true.
You have to open your doors. You have to open up your opportunities for men to come closer.
And nudge. You can nudge.
You can nudge.
A holy nudge.
A holy nudge.
It's a bit, it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you read from a book and you just apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how Apple did it. For me, you know, the beauty of her soul really emanated with how she did things. And her wall wasn't that high up when I met her. I think that really helped.
No, I think you had a battering ram.
You have a retractable wall.
I think you also have a battering ram because you're so persistent. No, but I think... I think
towers were not that strong. In Dota, you have towers, you know, like... Not that strong.
You're contradicting what just took place in the last week episode. Yeah,
anyway,
but yeah, like, you know, to all the women out there, you don't have to sacrifice your inner voice for the one true love.
Mm.
You have to be honest with yourself, who you are, and speak up and allow that inner voice to come out.
Because that inner voice is given by your one true love, which
exactly.
is God.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Is that the end of the episode? It's like you're not going to speak anymore.
No, I'm going to speak, just to be fair with you, I'm going to speak about the last character.
Mm.
I just opened the gates of
Heaven.
Scourge.
Okay.
The last character I have is also a villain.
Mm.
But he's the main character, let's say. He is actually the cover character of, if I'm not mistaken, he's the cover character of Warcraft 3, which is Dota. He's the one who has, you know, this pale face, depressed and all thing. So he's known as Abaddon, the Lord of Avernus. So he fell into darkness and all his life he was in battle, leading the Scourge. The Scourge are the, you know, the bad ones. They're leading the Scourge to he's going for the World Tree. It's called the World Tree.
This is so like Sword Art Online right now.
No, not really. Sword Art Online is more of Ragnarok.
Okay.
So yeah, let's not confuse that.
There was like a tree in like one of the seasons.
Everyone has a tree. Everyone has a end goal. So on Dota, the end goal is for you to destroy that
tree.
Yeah, that tree. So that ends the game. And you kind of, you know, go to their base, and because that tree is the one that heals you. You know, it's the source of power. That's where you get revived whenever you die in the middle of the game. You get revived there, you go back to your base and, you know, attack again. So anyway, I like Abaddon because he's riding a horse. He's kind of dark. He's like Astig because he's like a dark knight, you know, like he's riding a horse and he has this Frostmourne. It's called, his sword is called Frostmourne, that whenever it hits you, it slows you down as well. I like weapons slowing down, you know, from the arrow, icy arrows from Trasex, and then now with Abaddon's Frostmourne. Yeah, let's respect the sword name. That's why I'm keep on saying it.
Frostmourne.
So the Frostmourne is whenever it hits you, it, you know, it freezes you in a way. So basically, sorry, it's our camera. So basically here is that he's also said a very good line.
Mm.
The fog of war is no match for the mist of fate.
Mm-hmm.
Wala lang. Ang ganda ng English. No, how I kind of interpret the fog of war is no match for the mist of fate. So basically, it's a very hard thing to...
You were the one who put it in our notes, Nanga.
I think it just says that the promises laid before us is nothing compared to the battles that we are in right now. You know, the fog of war is no match for the mist of fate.
Yeah, but it means mist of fate is better.
Yeah, the mist of fate nga is better. The promises nga, that are, you know, what is in front of you has nothing to, I mean, is better than... What is
chaos now? Okay,
that there will always be a better version of it. That there will come a greater good despite the war that you are in right now.
Okay,
and when I was courting, and when I was, you know, in love in college, there was a lot of war going in my soul. You know, in my heart.
Uh-huh.
In a way, it was foggy. It was a war, foggy war, foggy bottom.
Paw Patrol.
But yon, it kind of reminded me that I don't really believe in destiny and stuff and all of this, because, you know, I believe that we are defined by our choices. But seeing you before me right now, seeing my fate that ended with you.
You're saying mist?
Yeah. Even though you're a mist, you're a powerful mist.
What?
That's why they name Misty. You know, it's a powerful woman character. I don't know why I said that. But I'm just saying,
okay,
you know, the fate that I ended up with now makes sense.
During, in retrospect,
the fog of war made sense right now.
Okay.
Because of what I see in front of me.
Okay.
Mas malino yung mist. Ito pa yung sinabi niya.
Is it another really good English sentence?
It's a really good English
sentence.
Shout out nitong character na to. You cannot best what you can barely see.
Mm.
Oh. You know, Abaddon showed me in retrospect that, you know, if you don't really have a goal in mind, if you don't have a vision in life, then how can you be better from where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
You need a... It's not that I'm saying the destination is all that there is.
Mm-hmm.
The journey is always more important than the destination. But we all need to have a certain goal to go into.
Mm.
Or kung wala, paikot-ikot lang tayo.
Mm.
We'll be going in circles. And in dating, that's important. You have to have a goal in mind. Sometimes we date and date and date infinitely.
Mm.
And then we end up like, oh, what am I doing? I think I wasted a lot of time with the wrong people.
Mm.
You also have to define, have a list of goals, have a list of non-negotiables that you can see so that you know that you're progressing in your life.
Mm.
And, you know, Abaddon, even though he fell into the enemy's hand, he still had a goal, which is the world tree itself.
Mm.
For me, the goal of finding the right one has less to do with the other person. Eh.
Mm.
I knew that I had to be the right one in order to find you.
Mm.
Thank you, Abaddon.
That is a very good English sentence.
Thank you, Lord of Avernus.
Blasphemy.
That's his title, Lord of Avernus.
Okay, sorry.
And I think his ultimate, what was his ultimate?
Ultimate skill?
I think it's borrowed time.
Borrowed time.
Yeah, you know, from the word borrowed time itself, whenever an enemy damages you and you activate that, it adds life to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you put borrowed time on a colleague and that colleague is being attacked. Colleague talaga.
Attacked?
Attacked. that teammate is being attacked. So, it gives you more life.
You're getting life from
the
enemy?
You're getting borrowed time.
From your enemy?
No, from the enemies attacking your friend.
Yeah, from the enemy.
Yeah, kinda. From the attack.
You know,
so, borrowed time, from the word itself, we all have borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we have right now is also a reminder that, you know, nothing lasts forever and lahat ihiram lang.
Yeah.
So, we have to make the most out of it. We have to use our time to be a blessing to someone.
Right.
Use our time, our borrowed time, to give value to others.
Right.
And it goes with dating.
Because
I believe that dating should always be pointing towards not only marriage, but also pointing towards your innermost self.
Mm.
Who you are in the process while you're dating that someone.
Mm. I like the fact when you said that dating isn't always, it doesn't all only mean about the other person. It also means about yourself. But on the concept of borrowed time, everybody's living on borrowed time.
Yes.
And if you're just wasting time because you can't commit, because you're scared to commit, or don't forget, it's not just your time you're wasting your partner's time as well. So if you have no goal in mind and you're in a date, in an exclusive relationship, and you've been in that relationship for like so long without any purpose, without any goal, just because you're scared that there's no one else out there for you, or you're stuck in a comfort zone even when it's toxic already, you're just wasting each other's time. And that's not something that a person deserves.
By the way, when it comes to Abaddon, I also like that he's very protective because he has this aphotic shield that he puts on himself. But the good thing is, I can put it on others as well.
Mm.
I can put that shield on others. It kind of is like a spiral and it goes. And that shield protects others from the damages of the attack of the enemy.
Mm.
But if it goes at a certain level, at its limit, it explodes and damages also the surrounding enemies.
Mm.
So it's like for me, galing nung shield na yun. And I think we all have to be like that, you know, to protect others, not only ourselves, but to all have the ability also to do that shielding for our loved ones.
Mm-mm.
That whenever people hurt them, they're kind of protected because, you know, the love that you give to that other person is so strong that it protects them. And I think we all have that kind of shield, if not stronger, from the Father in heaven who loves us. So, let's give our last thoughts on this. Thank you for our heroes. Thank you, Blizzard, for sponsoring this episode. Just kidding.
What Blizzard?
That's the studio of Warcraft 3.
Is it Warcraft 3 or
it's Dota? Warcraft 3, also known as Dota.
Oh, it's an alternate name.
Yeah, kinda. So I think, fact check me, but yeah.
So there's a Warcraft 1 and Warcraft 2?
Yeah, it had 3. So yeah, it's not like Star Wars starting 4, 5, 6. So with all of that, what is the Lengas speaking to you today?
Okay. Like, you know, there's a thing about, there's like a thing that they hold against, like not against, but about Disney princesses. Like they're so, they promote a certain passivity in women and or like rather they advocate.
Maybe because on the time that it was created.
Maybe it was very influenced, but like there's a certain notion that Disney advocates a certain kind of, when it comes to dating, it's like, oh, you just like, you know, you just hide up in a tower and like some prince will come and save you and you'll have a happily ever after. They don't talk about the effort that comes afterwards. For me, I think when it comes to dating, the whole idea of the characters I discussed, it just called to mind a couple of thoughts. One, that you're not supposed to lose your identity in dating. When you become one, when you get married, yes, you become united. You become a single unit, but you shouldn't forget that you're also whole people. Like you don't find your better half and then become one, but you have to be whole to become parts of that one. That's when God in his relationship makes a weird math that we don't understand. So when it comes to dating, that should be your goal. Like you should have a goal towards that. And that the notion of Disney princesses advocating a way that there's happily ever after. The happily ever after will only come not because you found your right man, but because you worked at it.
Okay.
And for you to be able to know who you are, find your identity, to fight for what you believe in, to be right, and put that effort in a relationship. That all that effort from the lessons that I learned in retrospect from the Disney princesses I followed in a way affected how I dated because I really wanted to become the best version of myself. And these women ultimately, at least the characters that I like, were not just passive and waited for their Prince Charming. They did their part too. So yeah.
What is Dalanga speaking to me today naman? It's about, for us men, the way I related to Dota, to dating, is that we are the hero here. We are heroes, and heroes are supposed to be there, not only to save those who are distressed, but more so to lead the people.
Right.
To inspire. And I think that's the most important part of being a leader, to inspire others. And when you're courting, when you're dating, you're leading someone. And the question lies here is that, are you leading that woman to the right path or the wrong path? Or are you leading that woman to reveal her true beauty before you? Or are you just an anti-hero? You know, sometimes you do the opposite.
Or are you just a pawn?
You know, passively going to the flow, dying on the, you know, as a sacrifice. So for me, Dota speaks volumes when it comes to dating in this area. That we are heroes. And before the start of every Dota game, you get to choose your hero. So it's all about choices. You're not gonna be on a random, there is a random game where it's just randomly chosen, but usually in a typical Dota game, you get to choose the hero that you resonate with. So mga langga, especially the guys, who are you going to be?
Mm.
What hero are you going to be? You know, in dating.
That's right.
Maraming salamat for joining us here.
But before we end this episode, we would just like to invite mga langga who are thinking of starting a podcast or already have an existing podcast. We would like to invite you to check out Podmetrics.
Yes, please do visit podmetrics.co, podmetrics.co, and use our referral code so that they know that you guys
heard it here.
Here in Langa Speaks. Our referral code is Langa Speaks, no space, capital L for Langa, capital S on the beginning of Speaks, mm-hmm. Langa Speaks. We're going to put the referral code in the show notes. It would really, 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 really be helpful if you're going to use our referral code. Yes. And use Podmetrics, the only analytics platform that you'll ever need for your podcast needs.
So, mga langga, I really hope that you enjoy this episode as much as we like.
As much as we do.
Yeah, as much as we like throwing back, going like do a throwback and discussing.
Salamat, Dota.
Salamat.
And also, Shopee pala, no?
Salamat, Shopee.
Don't forget, please do visit our Shopee page, shopee.langaspeaks.com or bit.ly/langa11.
Right. Check it out. So,
this is me, Jarek.
And this is Apple.
Always reminding you,
na palangga ka sang Diyos.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.